From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.
We've come a long way from where we began, and I'll tell you all.
That was from a vigil this afternoon at Pine Trails Park. It was to remember the 17 lives that were lost during the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Today marks 2 years since the tragedy. WLRN's Katie Swatowski was there for the ceremony.
There was an interfaith service with leaders from religions, including Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. They focused on messages about remembering the victims' lives, but also healing, and for everyone to live their own lives more fully. In the park, there's a memorial with artwork honoring each one of the victims, and that was here last year. But there's also a new art project on display. It's called The Big Picture, Resilience. 15 residents from Parkland in Coral Springs used photojournalism to start their healing processes. Then, Miami Herald photojournalist Carl Joost followed 5 people to document their healing. It's the 5th and last of a series of public art created in Coral Springs and Parkland, all part of a project called The Power of Art, Inspiring Community Healing After Gun Violence. The large panels with photos and multimedia are on display in Pine Trails Park through May. I'm Katie Swatowski in Parkland.
Dozens also gathered in Pine Trails Park this afternoon to participate in community service projects and music and creative art therapy. Schools across Broward County closed early today to mark the 2 years since the shooting at Stoneman Douglas High. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman has this story.
Lori Alhadev picks up a mallet and bangs a small, colorful drum. At one point, she closes her eyes and feels the rhythm of the drum circle. Alhadev lost her daughter Alyssa in the Parkland shooting 2 years ago. After the song, the music therapist asks the small group what word they would use to describe the feeling. Alhadev says, powerful.
Just the sound and the feeling of the motion of being able to bang the drum helps to get my stress out.
After her daughter's death, Alhadev won a seat on the Broward County School Board. She's also advocated nationally for school safety policy. Her home state of New Jersey enacted Alyssa's Law, which requires silent panic alarms in public school classrooms. Alhadev's sister-in-law, Amanda Rabinovitz, is a teacher in New Jersey and says she already feels a difference there.
It was hard going back to work at first, but knowing that change is happening, they've made a lot of updates to the security. So I feel better myself going to work and sending my kids on the bus every day.
Rabinovitz came to the art therapy event with the Alhadevs. Art therapist Alicia Ballestis shows Rabinovitz's 7-year-old daughter some supplies, like this clay, which she says is kind of like Play-Doh.
Except it doesn't smell as weird, and it's not salty. And you can mold it and create something, and then in 24 hours, it stays dry. You can have it forever.
My grandma doesn't really like Play-Doh.
Your grandma doesn't like Play-Doh.
Ballestis says art therapy helps in those moments when words just aren't enough. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Parkland.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.